From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says government warplanes struck a rebel-held neighborhood in the center of Homs Sunday. It says at least three people were killed and dozens wounded. Meanwhile, President Bashar al-Assad's forces are said to be pushing toward the city of Palmyra, which was overrun by the Islamic State in December. Syrian opposition activist Hamza Manzer emerged from a meeting with United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura to say that the opposition needs to present a united front in upcoming peace talks. Iraqi forces on Sunday pushed deeper into western Mosul, capturing two more city neighborhoods from Islamic State extremists. A full week into a renewed government offensive, military commanders say they are focusing on securing bridges across the Tigris River. Thousands of people are reported fleeing toward government-controlled sectors of the city. U.S.-led coalition troops, officially deployed as trainers and advisors, are assisting Iraqi forces. Malaysian health authorities say Kim Jong-nam, the slain half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, suffered a very painful death. They say Kim was dead within 20 minutes of being attacked at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport February 13th. Police say he died in an ambulance after being smeared by VX nerve agent. The Malaysian health minister explains how VS works.
It would have attacked all the muscles of the body, including the heart. So that which will lead to death, of course, is a severe degree of heart dysfunction and, of course, a paralysis of the respiratory muscles and causing suffocation. So in combination, this would have acted which would have led to death.
This is VOA News. Public opinion polls indicate approval ratings for U.S. President Donald Trump are at a record low for new inaugurated presidents. The latest survey from NBC News and the Wall Street Journal says at least just 44% of Americans approve of his performance, with 48% saying they disapprove. Two other polls in recent days showed similar results. President Trump says he expects the fight to repeal and replace Obamacare to come up when he meets with the nation's governors Monday in Washington. More than 40 state leaders are in Washington for the annual National Governors Association meeting. Mr. Trump drank a toast at the White House dinner Sunday night to the governors. The U.S. Congress returns to Washington this week to confront such issues as health care and a Supreme Court nomination. President Trump plans to make a speech to a joint session of Congress on Tuesday. The Pentagon says the aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson is being deployed to the South China Sea. An administration official speaking to the Associated Press declined to comment as to whether the carrier would engage in a freedom of navigation exercise. The action comes at a time when satellite images from the area seem to show that China has almost finished building structures for surface-to-air missiles. Germany's acceptance of more than a million foreign refugees has led to ethnic tensions and a spike in attacks on migrants. Police officials say there were more than 3,500 attacks on migrants last year. More than 500 people were injured in the attacks. The German government says it strongly condemns the violence. The Foreign Ministry of the Czech Republic says one of its nationals sentenced to prison in Sudan has been released and sent home. Peter Jasek had received a 20-year prison term for charges that included espionage, charges the Czech government said were groundless. Jasek was released during a visit by the Czech foreign minister. The 89th annual Oscars Movie Awards ceremony is getting ready to get underway in California. Keep an eye on the film La La Land. It has 14 nominations, including Best Picture. Olympic gold medal-winning distance runner Mo Farah said on Sunday that he is a clean athlete after a leaked report suggests his American coach may have broken anti-doping rules when he gave Farah and other athletes performance-enhancing drugs. The Somali-born Farah won gold medals in the 5,000 meters and 10,000 meters for Britain at the last two Olympics. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.